you guys. It's time for the Bitter Black Bitch Show. It's me, Miss V the Toy Lady, and got some little news for you guys, because we haven't really chatted in a while, and I don't have a lot to bitch about, so I'm not going to sit here and say, oh, we getting ready to have a bitching good time. Not going to happen. Just not going to put that out there. What I am going to say is that I'm going to try to give you guys an hour of wonderful topics, and got some things to talk about. I got some issues. And when I say I got some issues, I think that it's important that I get this off my chest. So the best way for me to put it is time for me to get to bitching. First, I'm going to start with, now, you guys are quite aware that I'm up at like the butt-ass crack of dawn every day. And I go to the gym. But the shit that irks me the most is one thing. I can't stand when people come to the gym and turn around and look at you like you're crazy. And when I say look at you like you're crazy, I'm working out, which means that what I don't want to smell is 2 tons of cologne. I should not smell you when you walk in the door. Now, I know you guys heard a couple of weeks ago where I, you know, we kind of wondered if old boy was stalking me. Well, I pretty much knew he wasn't stalking me, but I've come to a serious conclusion. No, he's not stalking me because I went and got on a different treadmill a couple of days ago. I smelled him coming to the gym. Let's get that clear. I smelled him when he came in. And he goes to the exact same treadmill. So it's for anybody who's a gym person, you kind of get a treadmill, and that is or a machine or apparatus, and that's what you are kind of stuck on. You know, that's what you want to be on and everything else, and it really doesn't matter. So, excuse me. With that, old boy ain't stalking me, but what I can tell you is that he wears too much dang on cologne. Cologne. When I say cologne, it smells like horrible soap. Therefore, I have no comprehension. It's that now cheap soap with a cologne smell. Horrible, horrible, horrible smell. And naturally, you can't tell people, yo, your cologne is too strong. Because I don't know him. Now, if I had to work with him, he would be told. But I don't have to work with him. But I have made it a point to now, like, get on a different treadmill. I kind of like the treadmill that I was on, but I've decided to go on a different treadmill because I can't deal with the nonsense of this man's smell. I mean, it's just too much for me. And some people might not understand that, but the smell is just too much, you know, and another thing that I'm so pissed about is people who drive on the freeway. You know, I've got my little pet peeves. If we're driving on the freeway, and I'll give a great example. I went out of town this past weekend. When I went out of town, I drove. Now, if I've got the cruise control on and my foot stays in my gas tank, so I know what speeding is. I probably can give lessons on speeding. But there's speeding and there's reckless. Well, what happened was reckless. And when I say it was completely reckless, it was I'm driving 75 miles an hour. That's like 5 miles over the speed limit. And this jackass comes up behind me and thinks they just gonna bogart me. I'm like, no, this shit ain't happening. Rudeness, trifling. You know, if your ass already don't know how to drive, I'm going to put it out there. I know you don't know how to drive because if you knew how to drive, your ass wouldn't be riding down on people. Because, see, people who actually know what they're doing when they're driving don't do that dumb shit. I'm just keeping it real. They don't. You know, they do a lot of things. They really don't go into the riding down on people because on the freeway, you get all kind of road rage. And then another thing that I realized and that I learned is that people in Chicago really can't drive. People say people in Michigan can't drive. Chicago, y'all got us beat because I saw some of the most idiotic driving that I've ever seen. It's Saturday. There is no reason why on a Saturday it should be like issues going on the freeway. That's just what I'd be thinking. I think that you should be chilled on a Saturday. You know, you should be able to get where you're going. Not these motherfuckers. You know what they're doing? Stopping, sightseeing. I don't know, maybe picking their nose or whatever. I'm not even sure. All I know is that the shit was crazy. And I was just like, oh, I don't believe this. Just more craziness. I don't understand why people do it. I don't understand how you could get behind the wheel of a car and think that the speed limit that you're going or stopping at is an okay speed limit. I just don't understand. You know, I can tell you that that's bullshit. Learn how to drive. My biggest pet peeve is people who don't know how to drive. And I mean, majorly don't know how to drive. I mean, come on, how hard is it to use some turn signals? I mean, found out nobody uses a turn signal anywhere. Found out that people don't know how to merge. Literally getting onto the, we were getting onto the freeway. These motherfuckers damn near stopped in front of me. Now they have, I don't know where you guys are at, but they have the signals in Illinois for you to go on the freeway. You know, to merge in the traffic so that you don't get into an accident. Well, guess what? They don't even know how to use them. And the reason why I say they don't know how to use them is because I know what those signals are for. And we have them here in Michigan also. We don't use them that much because people know how to merge on and they're more of a pain in the ass than anything else. But the signals don't mean complete. You know, they have the stop and the go, but these people come to a complete fucking stop, literally complete fucking stop, and then start back up driving. Therefore, that's what they're causing, a traffic jam because they don't know what the hell they're doing. They don't know how to merge into the traffic, you know, trying to go into the freeway. Oh, let me hit my brakes because I don't know how to get into the traffic. Pure craziness, just craziness. I'm done. I'm done with the way people drive. I'm done with the craziness that people do because it was so ridiculous that I didn't even understand. I was trying my best, but I didn't understand. And you know what? I'm gonna do some stuff because I need like some bitchin' music. Cause I don't know if I'm gonna make it an hour. I really don't. And I'm gonna keep it real. I don't know if I'm gonna make it an hour. Only because I really have nothing to bitch about. So what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna try to give you guys at least 40 minutes of some music. So sit back and chill.
Yeah, y'all know what it is. Katy Perry, Juicy J. Let's rage.
I knew you were. You were gonna come for me.
And here you are.
But you better choose carefully.
I'm
capable of anything. Of anything. And everything.
Make me your Aphrodite. Make me your one and only.
Make me your enemy. Your enemy. Your enemy.
So you wanna play with.
Mark my words, this love will make you levitate.
Like
beast. I call her karma. She eats your heart out like Jeffrey Dahmer. Be careful, try not to lead her on. Shorty heart is on steroids, cause her love is so strong. You may fall in love when you meet her. If you get the chance, you better keep her. She's sweet as pie, but if you break her heart, she turns cold as a freezer. That fairy tale ending with a knight in shiny armor. She can be my sleeping beauty, I'm gonna put her in a coma. Damn, I think I love her. Shot it so bad, I sprung and I don't care. She rap me like a roller coaster, turned the bedroom into a fair. Her love is like a drug, I was trying to hit it and quit it. But little mama so dope, I messed around and got addicted.
Come on,
I like it,
na na na, come on,
I like it,
na na na. Oh, shit. I guess that's one less bitch you gotta worry about.
Let's describe a certain female. A female with a disease of character and attitude. If you will, a snob. However, in the view of NWA,
a bitch is a bitch. So if I'm poor or rich, I talk in the exact same pitch. Not the title bitch, not apply to all women. But all women have a little bitch in them. It's like a disease that plagues their character, taking the women of America. And it starts with the letter B. It makes a girl like that think she better than me. See, some get mad and some just bear it. But yo, if the shoe fits, wear it. It makes them go deaf in the ear. That's why when you say hi, she won't say hi. Are you the kind that think you're too damn fly? Bitch, eat shit and die. Ice Cube coming at you at a crazy pitch. I think a bitch is a bitch.
Who the fuck you think you calling a bitch, you little sorry motherfucker? I don't know who the fuck you think you talking to. Let me tell you one motherfucking thing. I'm not no
bitch. Shut the fuck up.
Yo, you can tell a girl that's out for the money. She look good and the bitch walk funny. She ain't no dummy. She'd rather cut an eye in. Yo, bitch, fuck what I'm driving. See a young nigga that's striving. You're through without a BMW. That's why a bitch is a bitch, I guess. Or either PMS. Here, test the girl that's kinda snobby. And I bet you dissing niggas is her hobby. And after she finished the test, grade your date a B I T C H. And watch her get mad cause she know it's true. But a nigga like me and say fuck you. Do like Ice Cube, slam her ass in a ditch. Cause a bitch is a bitch.
Why I gotta be a bitch?
I ain't call you no bitch. If you listen to the goddamn song, it'll
fuck
tell you what a
song,
bitch is.
Cause I'm not no motherfucking bitch.
I didn't say you was a bitch. If you stop
fuck
acting
you,
like a goddamn bitch.
Nigga.
Fuck you, bitch.
Fuck you. Who the fuck you think you are?
Scandalous ass hoe.
Yeah, I'm a good
fuck you.
Bitch.
Suck my dick, bitch. No scandalous ass doo-doo dog. I once knew a bitch who got slapped. Cause she played me like she was all back. A bitch can be your best friend talking behind your back. About who fucking who and who's getting fat. Look at yourself for me. Now do you fall in this category? Are you the kind that won't blink? Cause you don't think your shit stinks? Lucky I haven't had a drink. Cause I down your ass, then I clown your ass. Cause the niggas I hang with ain't rich. We'll all say,
fuck you, bitch.
Now what can I do with a hoe like you? Bend your ass over and then I'm through. Cause you see, Ice Cube ain't taking no shit. Cause I think a bitch is a bitch.
There you have it, the description of a bitch. Now ask yourself, are they talking about you? Are you that funky, dirty, money-hungry, scandalous, stuck-up, hairpiece, contact-wearing bitch? Yep, you probably are.
have Amy. I know you're under a lot of pressure. You're working off, and I do understand. You have no idea how much I understand. But you also don't have any idea how much I love you. I love you so much. I think about you. I feel you in my heart. I miss you. I miss you terribly. I just always wanted someone like you in my life. I love you so much. I'd do anything. I'd do anything to be a perfect woman for you.
I just wanna fuck bad bitches. All them nights I never had bitches. Now I'm all up in that ass, bitches. Mad at your boyfriend, ain't you? You's a bad girl, gotta spank you. And gotta thank you for that head clinic. Explicit, hella photogenic. And tell your friends where the dick's at, where they can get hit and won't get back to they soulmate. Before you kiss them, use Colgate. She swallowed it. Yeah, the bitch took the whole eight and ran with it. Then let mailman hit it and hitman hit it. Damn, bitches. Man, this is what I'm talking about. Chicken head, chicken fed with a dick in your mouth. Out and about with your nigga like it never took place.
Hey, I touch
nigga
me.
Time it even takes.
I just wanna fuck you. No touching and rubbing, girl. You got a husband who loves you. Don't need you all in mine. I just wanna fuck you. We can't be kissing and hugging, girl. You got a husband who loves you. You need to give him your quality time.
You got the number. It's on you to make the call. You know I come quick, help you redecorate your walls, cut your backyard, don't have to act hard to get the cock. And if I'm going too far, I take it out and wipe it off and put it back up and keep going. You're trying to hide it from your husband, but I know he be knowing that your pussy's been tampered with. Did you show him that new trick of how you can make it smoke a cancer stick? You be working it like a dancer, bitch. It's hard on me not to give you all of my time that you wanted. You can give me some head, but keep the breakfast in bed. I'd rather spend my morning digging through some records instead. But tonight I guess it'd be alright if we can touch bases, hook up somewhere and exchange some fuck faces. I know your man's looking for you. He's always trying to run you. Don't worry about me handcuffing up, cause I just wanna fuck with you.
On the sneak tip on some creep shit. So what you gonna do, you freak bitch? You acting like you don't do dick. That's the kind of bitch I hate fucking with. Baby was a virgin, that's what she said. So I gave her some Hennessy, she gave me some head. I fucked her on the floor so I would mess up my bed. Then little half dead put his dick on her head. Take that bitch home and give her a bone. And give her the number to my cellular phone. Now she blowing up my pager, this shit's getting major. A favor for a favor, this dick is what I gave her. Something to go by and bitches know I stuff dick in they mouth and in the mouth. 24/7, Dre, Snoop, and Devin. We serving these hoes and never loving these hoes.
I just wanna fuck you. No touching and rubbing, girl. You got a husband who loves you. Don't need you all in mine. I just wanna fuck you. We can't be kissing and hugging, girl. You got a husband who loves you. You need to give him your quality time.
Okay, you guys, I'm back. I'm just in the mood. I ain't gonna lie, I'm in a motherfucking mood. And the shit that I really want to talk about, I can't talk, even more fucked up. So can you imagine how fucked up it is to want to talk about something that you can't fucking talk about? That's fucked up. So since I can't talk about what the fuck I want to talk about, I'm going to do something that I very seldom do. But I am going to get this off my chest. I got to deal white people for you guys. You know, so before I leave, I got to deal white people. And this is my dear white people. Dear white people, you motherfuckers have got to realize something. You cannot be just straight up rude as hell. You can't. You do shit and then you make a comment, you can do what you want, and then when you're called out the next day about it, you say, oh, that's not what I meant. You done lost your fucking mind. You know, I, for one, I keep this shit real. Let's keep it, I'm going to keep it real 100. I'm very fucking real when I say that I don't have time for the shit. I think you rude. I think you motherfuckers think that you're superior to everybody. And I think that you done lost your motherfucking mind. And I just don't understand. I don't understand how you can be so rude. But with that, I'm just going to end this show tonight. We will be back once we get another co-host. I'm not going to keep torturing you guys every Wednesday. I'm not going to torture myself. And to try to give you guys an hour when it's not there, and anybody who knows me, I give 100. But this is the show where you have to have someone to feed back off. And I can't do it. I'm not going to try to do it. I'm not going to suffer you guys through it. We do have another we have a co-host that is supposed to be coming on. I'll probably be in the next couple of weeks, but when that happens is when we will be back. So I really apologize to you guys. In the meantime, you guys have, you know, just have a great evening and a great weekend. Come back tomorrow night for Ask Miss V Sports for myself. Well, that is actually James Acevedo's show. Come back and, you know, listen, because we got a lot of sporting shit to talk about. So we will holler at you guys later. Well, I will. Good night.